Now, last week on the show, we gave you a chance to pick up a double pass to go along to a fantastic night happening this Friday, in fact, in County Monaghan here in Ireland, in Carrick Macross. It's taking place in Vanity Nightclub. It is the one and only Ministry of Sound global brand and a world leader in all things dance music. Shane Keogh, Jonathan Nolan, Al Skelton, Dave O'Neill, myself in the main room. Room 2, Pete Griffiths, Graham Short, Davey Kay, Marcus Kittle and Jordan Denning, all playing this Friday night. It's going to be an absolutely bumper night. We're going to give you another chance to pick up a double pass tonight on the show, but we wanted to catch up with the man who's pretty much making all of this happen. It's a miracle we got him on the phone tonight, because I know he hasn't had a spare second to eat, sleep or rest or do anything. It is Al Skelton. Al, good evening to you.
How are you doing, Al?
Are you worn out at this stage? You're kind of approaching the final hurdle with this gig, but how's things been going to you? Tell us, first of all, what is involved in putting on a Ministry of Sound night?
Well, the last 3 months, I'd say, we've been putting this night together in the North Eastern Vanity Nightclub, and it's been non-stop 24/7 in the last 3 months, because how big the event is. 2,000 clubbers and 2 rooms with 10 DJs. So, yeah, it's been fairly full on, but it's been enjoyable as well.
Okay, I remember getting ready for my wedding, right? And everything was grand until the last week, and then it all caved in, right? Is it that kind of thing? Is it just loads of things to do this week in particular?
Well, to tell you the truth, this week, yeah, the last week is the final week, but everything is in place now. It's a waiting game for everything to happen Friday, apart from the last bit of promoting work around it, but it's all in place, so it's only a matter of waiting till Friday.
What can you expect when you arrive on Friday night? What Ministry of Sound experience can people expect?
They're going to expect, we might as well be in London and maybe more, because when people arrive at Vanity Nightclub, you know, we have fire breathers outside and they'll be all in the, they're all dressed in the Ministry of Sound clothing, and from then on in, the club is going to be in full Ministry production as regards visuals, logos, and the branding itself. There's screens being fitted, you know, there's an awful lot involved in it. We have our hub girls, as you know. So, yeah, it's. I think there could be about 28 staff in this one night.
Wow, so this is a big production, as you would expect.
Yeah, now it's been, as I said, it's 3 months in the making, and it's been ongoing every day. Everything else has been kind of on hold.
I know this isn't kind of your first attempt at clubbing, because I know you've been doing, and fair play to you, and this is one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on the show, you have been flying the flag for underground music in that direction and part of the country, which probably has had a bit of a drought of that type of thing, I think. So how's that been going for you? I mean, are you moving, this is a big thing for you, the Ministry of Sound, of course, but are you moving that direction now entirely? Are you bringing that kind of experience to the North East?
The North East doesn't have any house nights or any nights running at all in any of the clubs, so we decided to start Cavan Club Nights in Cavan Town. They did run well, but we wanted something bigger in order to bring crowds in. Decided to put on the biggest band I'd class in the world, especially in London, and hopefully kickstart Vanity and the house scene in the North East area.
Okay, we're going to give someone a chance to pick up double passes to this tonight, but before we do, anyone out there listening who says, I'm going to go to this, myself and the crew are going to head out to this on Friday, how do you get there? I know, because I had to check myself, it's 2 hours from Wicklow, which means it's probably an hour from Dublin. It's probably an hour from Belfast, I would imagine. But whereabouts in Carrickmacross is it? Where is the club?
It's right in the main street. It's Fiddler's Bar and Nightclub. In Carrickmacross, it's literally in the centre of the Carrickmacross town, main street.
Now, how much in? How much in, if you're unfortunate enough not to win the tickets tonight, how much in?
You're looking at €15 in.
Now, this isn't an all-ticket event. You can actually pay in the door on this as well, can you?
Yeah, you can pay at the door. There's tickets on Ticketmaster and they're selling them direct from Vanity, but you can also pay in at the door on the night.
Okay, well, we're going to give someone a chance to pick up a double pass, their final double pass for the gig. It's happening this Friday. We're going to get you to ask the question, though. So I don't know if you think of something suitably difficult yet suitably easy. That's not a complete contradiction in terms, but think of something nice for us that we can give away the double pass on before 11 o'clock tonight. What do we ask?
Who's the resident Ministry of Sound DJ in Ireland?
He could be Irish.
He could be.
He could be Irish. He could be playing on Friday.
He could be okay. In one of the rooms.
In one of the rooms. There's 2 rooms. Oh, who is it? I wonder. Yes, well, you've a 50-50 chance on that alone. So, yeah, get your answers in there. 51552, text word pulse, followed by your name and your correct answer. Hopefully, you pull the name out of the bag. We'll remind you of that throughout the show tonight. Before we let you go, Al, I know you have some big news, and we have a lot of listeners in the UK to the Digital Groove. Hub Promotions, which I know you're hand acting part of. What's happening there with Pasha in London? Tell us quickly about that.
Hub Promotions London launched last Thursday as well, because I've been back and lucky enough to be back and forward and playing Pasha last year. Basically, Hub Promotions London have just kick-started last Wednesday, and its first night was in Pasha on Saturday. Paul Bourne is looking after things over there. Tasha was supposed to be great Saturday night, and we've gigs coming up in Epsom, Fulham, and also Shoreditch. And we're back in Pasha very soon too. So I'll be going over myself as soon as the Ministry of Sound did this. As I said, the production and the work that's gone into this, I didn't go over myself the weekend. But I will be over to London to see my London friends fairly soon.
So literally, we'll keep the push on in the Ministry, because I know that's the big one. It really is. It's a huge event happening in the North East. It's happening four nights. So this time on Friday night, you can be there. And you can be there courtesy of us on the Digital Groove and Hope Promotions. If people want to find out about Pasha and, of course, the Ministry, there has to be Facebook page. Where should they go to?
Just have to type in Hope Promotions or Hope Promotions London, and the pages will have all the upcoming gigs and the tours, and there's a lot happening already booked for 2014.
Fantastic. Listen, do me a favour, you get some sleep over the next 4 days.
I won't be sleeping. It's iPhone to laptop, laptop to iPhone.
Okay, well, keep yourself near a charger then, will you?
No problem. Looking forward to seeing you Friday, Niall.
I will see you then. We will speak to you real soon, and thanks for the passes to give away tonight. We'll give them away before the end of the show. Brand new track right now from Stephen Stone, of course, a good friend of ours on the show, and this is Carlos Vargas all the way from Portugal on the Remix Duty brand new version of New Lady with Wendy Lewis.
Hi, this is Stephen Stone from Soul Deluxe Recordings, and you're checking out Niall Redmond on Digital Groove.